Yo, what is going on, guys? Thank you for joining me here today. This is Ryan Buck from the We Love Sports podcast on YouTube. Also, you can catch me on the Football Fanatics show, which is on the same channel. We haven't really gotten into other shows yet, but we do plan on doing that on our channel, getting into baseball stuff, basketball stuff, hockey as well. I know hockey's in the playoffs right now. We definitely have a lot of plans for this show that we haven't really gotten into just yet. We got really busy schedules. It's our faults for not posting more, but we just found out about this new app. Now, this video is not sponsored or anything. I just kind of want to quickly talk about it. It's called Anchor. You can find it right in the App Store. If you guys were interested in starting your own podcast, it's really simple. Basically, you just download it and you can make your own podcast, which is kind of what me, Eric, and James are going to start doing, because we can't always, meet together and do a podcast together. So we kind of tried this, or are trying this. This is my first time doing it. As I, Eric, I think he already did one. I think he did with the Chargers. I don't know if he posted that yet, but he did a podcast on this app. Probably posted already. Basically, recapping the Chargers draft. Just what I'm going to do with the New York Jets today. But in any case, back to what I was saying with Anchor. It's so simple. Maybe I should be sponsored by the way I'm talking about it and the praise I'm giving it. I like it a lot so far. It seems like it's a really good way to put a podcast out there. And that's why I'm using it, So in any case, without further ado, we should just dive right into this. I'm doing the New York Jets draft recap. Basically, I'm just gonna take a look back at it and recap it, and I'm doing this because the New York Jets are my favorite team. The Chargers are Eric's favorite team. James will probably do the Packers. Okay, so that's basically how we're gonna do it. Now, as I said, the New York Jets, they're my favorite team, so I know a lot about them, right? And I know, how this draft will, whether it'll be good or bad. How it will, affect the team. Now, they had the third overall pick this year. They went 4-12 last year. They went 5-11 the 2 years before that. So they haven't had any success, really. But they have a new coach in Adam Gase, a new offensive-minded head coach. I'm looking forward to seeing how, he does working with, this offense. And you got Greg Williams on the defense. Speaking of Greg Williams and the defense. The Jets took Quinnen Williams with the third overall pick in this year's draft. The 6'3", 295-pound beast out of Alabama. Now, people question this pick, when we first picked him. I don't know why, but they did. They're like, oh, well, we should have gone Josh Allen. Really, people? The only person I would have gone over Quinnen Williams was Nick Bosa. Now, I believe Nick Bosa will be the best player coming out of this draft. But with that said, he went number two to the San Francisco 49ers. So there's no way of the Jets getting him unless they actually traded up to number two, which is what the Bears did a couple years ago at the 49ers. They traded to two to get Mitchell Trubisky, but the Jets were not doing that. They weren't going to trade up to get Nick Bosa because they were totally okay with getting Quinnen Williams, and I'm totally okay with them getting Quinnen Williams as well. He's not an edge rusher. I know how many people wanted them to get an edge rusher. He is not an edge rusher. But what he is he's a guy who can get to the quarterback. And that's what Jets fans want to hear, especially getting to Tom Brady. The Jets have not been able to get to Tom Brady for years now. That's been a common issue for all the teams in the division, actually. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, it's been an issue not being able to get Tom Brady dirty. Not being able to get him in the grass, falling backwards, just getting him down. Usually Tom Brady, when he sees a sack coming, though, he's just going to go down on his own. But I want to see some sacks this year. I'm sick and tired of hearing Leonard Williams. Oh, he gets double teamed. That's why he's not getting the sack. Or he's the best pass rusher in the league at almost sacks. I'm telling you. Almost sacks is what Leonard Williams is so good at. Now you got the other Williams, Quinnen Williams. I don't want to get too much off topic. I want to talk about Quinnen Williams. This guy, was a freshman last year, I believe. I know he played 1 year. I'm actually not sure. I believe it was his freshman year. Played 1 year, and that's all he needed. This guy is an absolute beast, okay? There's really not much to say about him that others haven't said about him already. I would just be telling you what you've already heard. But the concern for me is, and there's not much of a concern, not really at all, actually, but if there is a concern, it's that Henry Anderson, Leonard Williams, and Quinn Williams, they're all mainly defensive tackle type guys. Their frames say that, like their body frame. They all present a defensive tackle. You know, when you look at them, you think defensive tackle. I'm hoping that Henry Anderson and Leonard Williams can play the defensive end spot. I'm hoping they can, because Quinn Williams is such a force to be reckoned with in the middle there. That's where he's going to be best fit. And the Jets are going to be doing a 3-4. They're going to be playing a 3-4. You know, that's what Greg Williams has said. They're going to be playing a 3-4. Unless that's a smokescreen, which I don't think it is, they're going to be playing a 3-4. So you got to hope that Leonard Williams and Henry Anderson coming off the edge is enough. Now, again, Quinn Williams isn't, you know, he's not a edge rusher, but he's a force to be reckoned with in the interior defensive lineman spot, the defensive tackle spot. Steve McClendon was a guy we had there, but he's mainly a run stuffer. He's not going to get to the quarterback ever. We had that with Damon Harrison as well. Quinn Williams is going to be different for us. He's going to be a game changer. This guy's going to get to the quarterback, okay? He's going to get to Tom Brady, and I know Jets fans love to hear that. Quinn Williams is a generational talent. Him and Nick Bosa are going to be compared to for a long time, not because they play alike, but they're going to be compared to based on legacy, who was the better pick, okay? So you're going to be hearing Quinn Williams' name for a long time. And, you know, you hope that he doesn't have the same fate that Leonard Williams does, because I know people had said at the time Leonard Williams was the best player in that draft. He has not lived up to that. Quinn Williams has had scouts and teams and analysts saying that he's the best player in this draft. Only time will tell. With the next pick, the Jets had a third-round pick, or they did not have a second-round pick, so this next pick was in the third round. They go Jakai Polite. Now this guy, you look at his film, you look at his highlights. Actually, I'm not going to even say highlights because everyone looks good in highlights. You look at his film. He looks like he can have a first-round. He looks like he has first-round talent. He was mocked to be a first-round guy for quite some time, up until the Combine. Combine didn't do any justice for him. Let's just say he has character concerns. That's just one thing. He didn't run a good 40-yard dash at all. That was very poor. And just this combine in general was very poor. It went poorly. Okay, and that's an understatement. It went poorly. It went way worse than expected, and that's why he dropped to the third round. But the Jets took a, they went with the low-risk, high-reward type play here. They say, you know what, screw it. Let's take the guy who was mocked to be a first-round talent for quite some time, and let's see what he can do. I like the move. Again, I said it. It's a low-risk, high-reward type move. And I think the pressure is more on Jakai Polite than it is on the Jets. Because I think the Jets, you know, they look smart for me, you know, taking a chance on this guy. If Jakai Polite doesn't pan out, I'm not faulting the Jets. I'm faulting Jakai Polite because he should be coming in to football, into the NFL, with a chip on his shoulder, looking to go out and prove these people wrong. Oh, he's got this, he's got that, he's got character concerns, he had a bad combine. Well, go out there, play day one, and prove all those people wrong. He's got 11 sacks last year and 13 games played. Just a really good player in college at Florida. So I'm looking forward to seeing this guy play for the New York Jets. I'm not sure if he's going to present himself as the edge rusher the Jets were looking for. I don't know about that. Hopefully he can kind of mold into that, develop into that edge rusher this team was looking for. Brandon Copeland's not a great edge rusher. Jordan Jenkins, I need to see more out of him. So the Jets are still looking for an edge rusher. Not so much a rusher, because we kind of got that in Quinn Williams, a guy who can cause havoc, you know, two quarterbacks and two offensive lines. But that's in the middle. That's in the interior. We're still looking for the edge rusher. And I'm hoping we found that in Palate. Our next third-round pick, I believe this pick was the Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know why I said Treddy. I meant the Teddy Bridgewater trade with the New Orleans Saints. And the New York Jets go Chuma Edoga out of USC, a former teammate of Sam Darnold at USC, and now a current teammate of Sam Darnold in New York with the Jets. I like the pick. You know, I know people wanted to see center go here. I know. But in my opinion, the center position is the least impactful position on the offensive line. If your center can snap the ball, that's serviceable. Your center is serviceable if he can snap the ball correctly and consistently. The blocking part, yeah, he's got to be good at that. He can't be getting, you know, blown by every play. I don't think that's the case of Jonathan Harrison. He was the starting center for them when Sam Darnold has had his best play down the stretch. I'm fine with Jonathan Harrison, people. I'm not as concerned as a lot of Jets fans are. I love the pick of Chuma Edoga. You get a guy who was graded as one of the best pass blockers in this draft. A guy who can come in and again, we got Le'Veon Bell, people. He can break tackles. You don't need great run blockers to make Le'Veon Bell look good. He's going to make himself look good. What you need is pass blockers to help a young quarterback in Sam Darnold. Give him time back there to throw to guys like Robbie Anderson deep, Jamison Crowder in the slot, Quincy Enunwa on screens and, you know, also deep passes somewhat, Chris Herndon, okay? He's got weapons, but he needs the time. Now, I'm not going to say Chuma Edoga is the guy who's going to start this year. Not saying that at all. I think, you know, you're going to have to develop him. But he had a pro comparison to Kelvin Beachum, who's the Jets' current starting left tackle. If he can turn out to be as good as Kelvin Beachum, that's good value as a third-round pick. But again, I don't know if Chuma Edoga's, you know, ready for that level yet. He's going to have to develop into that, and I see potential there with him. Kelvin Beachum's getting up there in age. He's a free agent as well after the season, so you needed to find, you know, a new left tackle after that, and, you know, I think they went with the right pick here getting Chuma Edoga. The next Jets pick was in the fourth round, Trevon Wesco. I've seen it spelled differently, which is really weird. I've seen Trevon Wesco, and I've also seen Trevion Wesco. So, I've also seen Robbie Anderson spell BBY or R-O-B-B-I-E. It's really weird. I know it's the Y instead of I-E, but people still have problems spelling his name sometimes. I don't get it. He's been in the league for 4 years now, 3 years? So, I don't know why people are still spelling it wrong, but Trevon Wesco, the Jets go with him in the fourth round, the 6'4", 274-pound tight end out of West Virginia. Now, combining stats 2016 and 2017, Trevon Wesco had 2 receptions, 7 yards, and a touchdown. Those are through his first 2 years at West Virginia. Now, he really came along last year, in his senior year at West Virginia. You know, he had 26 receptions for 366 yards and a touchdown. Now, you know, he's going to have to groom himself into a better pass catcher. Now, I have seen potential in him to be a decent pass catcher for a tight end number two. But what's going to make him his money in this league is as a blocking tight end. That's what's going to make him his money in this league, okay? Trevon Wesco's got to go out there and take Eric Tomlinson's place. Now, I'm not saying he's going to do that right away. Maybe by year two, Trevon Wesco is officially the number two tight end after Chris Herndon. Again, I heard somebody, I forget which analyst it was actually, But someone called him called him Baby Gronk. Now that to me is, again, I don't know too much about Trevon Wesco. I have watched film. You know, he's raw to me. And a lot of it makes me think he's like a sixth round guy. Hate to say it. And I like to be optimistic, but kind of looks like a guy that could have gotten later in the fourth round. But, you know, this guy, I think his name's Baldy. I think that's his nickname, Baldy. Said, you know, this guy is Baby Gronk. That's what he called him. So, that's some room for optimism right there. Baby Gronk. Again, I'm not going to say it myself. I'm not going to go calling him Baby Gronk. But, you know, he's an NFL analyst, and he's calling him that. So, we'll see what happens there. But in any case, I like the pick nonetheless. I just think they kind of reached on him. A couple other guys I would have gone with. Maybe a wide receiver at this pick. But, you know, when you struggle at the offensive line, it's never a bad thing to get a blocking tight end to kind of get that extra offensive lineman. In the fifth round, the Jets go with Blake Cashman, a linebacker out of Minnesota. He's 6'2", 235 pounds. He played a full 4 years at Minnesota, which is kind of cool. And, you know, he's a little undersized, but nowadays, I mean, it's not the 90s. Nowadays, or even early 2000s, I mean, Kyler Murray went the first pick. Baker Mayfield went first pick last year. Both aren't your prototypical sized quarterbacks like Josh Allen. But undersized quarterbacks and undersized players, that doesn't necessarily matter as much as it used to. If they had production, if they're productive players, they're going to still go in the draft based on that production, not by their size. Now, inside linebacker wasn't necessarily a need. The Jets have Avery Williamson. They just signed C.J. Mosley. They still have Darren Lee. So why go Blake Cashman? Well, it's the fifth round. You don't necessarily go team need. You go for that guy who has potential, the high ceiling. You go for the guy who, you know, you think can be a hidden gem. Now, right at the start, I think this guy is just going to be a special teamer. But what I hope for this guy is to be better. Definitely not Dylan Donahue, who the Jets drafted a couple years ago. Terrible. Terrible draft class. You know, he's gone. Ardarius Stewart's gone. Chad Hansen's gone. Jamal Adams and Marcus May were from that draft, and they're really the only ones that have basically stuck around. I know a couple other guys have as well, but really those two being the highlights of that draft. But Blake Cashman, you know, you kind of hope he can come in as a special teamer right away, but kind of develops and molds himself into a good player in this league. And, you know, maybe they trade Darren Lee because of him. I mean, Darren Lee's gone after this year anyways, but maybe Blake Cashman comes in and turns out to be that backup middle linebacker. They run a 3-4. You need depth at middle linebacker. Okay. You're going to rotate that spot quite a bit. Blake Cashman, you know, last year, 104 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 15 tackles for loss. Guy's productive. He will give you production. And he was a captain at Minnesota. That just shows you the team leadership that he has. This is an exciting prospect. The last pick for the New York Jets in the 2019 draft was, I'm not really sure how to pronounce his name. Blesuan Austin is what I'm going to call him. B-L-E-S-S-U-A-N, Austin. You tell me how to pronounce that. He's a cornerback out of Rutgers. I don't know too much about this guy. There's not too much film. But I've read a lot about him on Twitter, and they say he was going to be a fourth or fifth round guy until his injury. So anytime you can get a fourth or fifth round talent guy this late in the draft, again, like I said, you're looking for that hidden gem player at this point. And quarterback is a need for the Jets. You got Tremaine Johnson, who didn't perform well last year. You re-signed Daryl Roberts, who still has some room to grow. You got Brian Poole, another guy who's got room to grow. They still could bring back Mo Claiborne, Morris Claiborne. You know, I'm not so certain about that at this point, but you also got Perry Nickerson, a guy who I really like, and I still think he can grow into a good player. But yeah, Blaswan Austin. I don't see much coming out of him. Maybe a special teamer, but I don't know if he'll ever really. He might be a practice squad guy, to be honest with you. He might just be a practice squad guy. Who plays special teams maybe at some point, but I don't think he's going to even be on this roster in 3 years. I think, you know, he's going to be kind of like Justin Burris, a guy that just doesn't make it on this team. Cool story, local kid. But I just don't know if he's going to make it in this league. You know, he's got to stay healthy and he's got to improve. But again, you're going to take these flyers on these kind of guys at this point in the draft. So I'm fine with it, but we'll see what happens. As for this draft, I'm going to give it a grade of a B-. There were guys on the table. There were guys available that I felt like they could have picked at their pick or even traded up at times. I know Grady Williams was available for quite some time there. So they could have made a trade to trade up. That would have been nice. And again, I think they've reached on Trevon Wesco. I'm not the biggest fan of Blaswan Austin. But I really do like the Chuma Edoga, Blake Cashman, Ja'Kai Polite, and Quinnen Williams picks. I really, really, really like those picks. So we'll see how they turn out. But in any case, thank you guys for joining me here today. Again, I'm Ryan Buck from the We Love Sports, or We Live for Sports podcast. Sorry about that. Also, the Football Fanatic Show. You can catch us on YouTube and somewhat soon Spotify. But in any case, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.